Lecture 2. What is the purpose of life?
This lecture will consider the first book of the Nicomachean Ethics. And I think that you'll find this particular book interesting from a couple of perspectives. I think that you'll find that it not only gives you some of the interesting insight that is typical of Aristotle's answers to the questions of ethics, but I think you'll also find it interesting to see it as very typical of Aristotle's way of proceeding, because there are many different ways of proceeding in matters of morality. But Aristotle's own way of proceeding is so very typical of his usual technique. When he's in a subject such as biology, he likes to compare, and so he brings together many examples of the organisms that belong to a given species. And you have to do that, of course, because no one of the organisms that you're looking at is the perfect instance of that species. I can remember, for instance, when my brother, who is a veterinarian, was learning his anatomy. They learned their anatomy at school precisely by using greyhounds that were retired from the tracks down in Louisiana. Because unlike some of the mutts and mongrels, where you're not too sure where all the organs are going to be, given their life history, the racing animals were always picture perfect and at the peak of their form. And then from that example of what it is that's picture perfect, what it is that's the really excellent example of a species, from there, you go to consider what it is that is a lesser example or an inferior example or one that's in some way diseased or other. One always looks for disease on the basis of health and not for health on the basis of disease. Well, so too in Aristotle's consideration of ethics, he wants to consider the wide panoply of the ways in which people think about life, about the goal of human life, about what constitutes excellence in human life. And from that wide survey of opinions, he wants to start narrowing and sorting and to see what it is that will really make sense and that for which you can make a good case. So in this lecture, what we'll be doing is considering his material in Book 1, particularly on the topic of the goal of life, the purpose of human living, which he regards as happiness. Secondly, we'll consider his own particular candidate for what really happiness consists in. And third, we'll consider the way in which he does this in the larger context of how Aristotle is thinking about the matter. And I mention this as a matter of great importance because I think when we hear the term ethics, frequently in the modern age, we're inclined to think about what my ethics are or your ethics or perhaps the ethics of my professional association or yours. But he thinks of it in terms of politics. And Aristotle writes the book, The Nicomachean Ethics, in service of his vision of what the goal for life of a city is. And in Greek, the word city is polis, and hence his study of what makes for cities and citizens good lives is the study of politics. And he envisions ethics as being a part of politics. That'll be the third subject we cover. But let's begin right at the start of Book 1 of Aristotle's Ethics. He's asking the question about the goal of human life. And what he does by way of procedure in the matter is to list the various things that people give as answers to that question. He reviews popular views on the subject of what happiness is, because many people think of happiness as pleasure, having a pleasant life. It might be the more crass pleasures that we associate with hedonism, but it needn't be that at all. It could be the sort of pleasure that comes from having good health and just feeling good and going about one's life in a cheerful way. It could also include the intellectual pleasures, the more refined and pleasures that are suited to a good education and to a reflective personality. Some people think the goal of life is pleasure. Some people, as we know, think that the goal of life is wealth or power, and they do all that they can trying to build up that over which they have control, that over which they have financial responsibility, so as to make an empire, a fiefdom for themselves. It could be a matter of wanting a life of comfort by virtue of the wealth, or it could even be the acquisition of wealth beyond any possible use in personal comfort, and the acquisition of more and more for more's sake. There are some people who think that the answer to the goal of human life is honor. And Aristotle takes these very seriously because he's mindful of the fact that honor is not something that is purely at the level of a physical sensation, not at the level of just our control or power over others, but a matter of somehow trying to be true to some set of standards.